Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone here for the very first time? All right, Mike. Yes, Kay. What is your name? John. Welcome, John. And Caitlin? Good to have you here tonight. Hallelujah. I want to especially honor my old friend, Kay Downs, from the Valley. She's one of our wonderful elders who has stood in the gap for the state of Alaska for a long time. How old are you now, Kay? Can I ask you? 89. Yes. I knew that. That's a very special age. Wow, 89. Thank you, Jesus. I have a scripture for us tonight. First of all, I want to welcome new and returning people. Just to remind you of why we are gathering. We feel compelled of the Lord to gather together to create an atmosphere of worship and unity where the Holy Ghost can move and heal and deliver and bring revelation and set us free. Every place needs what I call a watering hole. We need a place where the Spirit of God shows up consistently. We need a place where the angels visit. Right? We are not just a natural people. We are a spiritual people. And it's very important for us to be fully developed in every area of our makeup, body, soul, and spirit. And I believe God brings changes while we sit in the atmosphere of the Lord. And we become everything that we were called to become. Our destiny unfolding, that for which God laid hold of us. There's a treasure inside every human being that was shaped in us when we were created in our mother's womb. And our Father saw our unformed substance before we were even looking like an embryo, when we were just a zygote, still just barely conceived. Life just barely beginning. Every day of our life was written in our book. That's an awesome thought to me. Every day, today, was written in his book for us. So we have an opportunity tonight to really honor Jesus, to give him praise for the things that he has shaped on the inside of us, whether we understand it or not. How in the world could we possibly understand everything that God is when he is so far above our finite minds? Yet he loves to give revelation to us. So this is a place where we want revelation. And this morning, for every one of you who were here this morning, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Spirit of God and to receive the powerful revelations you received. It was incredible. Amazing what God was saying through his people. One had a psalm, someone else had a song, some had a prophecy, others had revelations, visions, dreams, and it all painted a picture of what God is doing in our midst. It was amazing. So I was so excited to see you stepping into your gift. And you being bold with what God gave you, so that you're not just sitting there in the pew, just receiving, but you're also giving, because we are a family. And we want you to feel a liberty in the family, a liberty to share what you have to give. Nancy, would you please come up and share what God has given you? This is Nancy Smith, one of our intercessors for the group.
I was telling Mary that I felt like there was a real flow with the giving last night. And I know we all know to give, but when you connect with the Spirit of God, when that little in you, that little jump or that little in you is connecting with Him, you know that's the economy of heaven. Because at that moment, whatever your spirit is telling you to give is connecting with heaven. And the more we understand that and no guilt about giving or not giving, but when God's Spirit is hitting you and saying, that's me for you, and you go up and give at that moment, there's a multiplication for you. And the other thing the Lord was telling me for my life, living here in Anchorage 50 years now, He said, the multiplication that you've been praying for a long time, is coming now. And the three generations of my family that have lived here, us intercessors, as we have been plowing and giving into that ground and plowing, putting the seed in, you know, and going up into the heavens, the multiplication of that, it's the same principle, is going out now.
For those of you who are new, we'll just explain the process. We have baskets up here. We will not take a formal offering because we feel that you need to feel the liberty to give when the Spirit of God moves on your heart, because giving is an act of worship, and you sow your seed when you feel the Lord moving on your heart. It can be during the worship or during the message. Whenever you feel God quickening something to your heart, that's when you need to get up and give. And if you feel nothing, please don't feel like you have to give. Don't give out of compulsion. This is not a place of compulsion. There's liberty here. We want you to be full of liberty and led by the Holy Ghost. So I asked the Lord for a scripture for you for this evening. And He gave me a scripture in 1 Timothy 2. And it's entitled A Call to Prayer. First of all, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, in order that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of our Lord Jesus. So right now we're going to start out by doing what this scripture is telling us to do. We're going to pray, but I want you to do it in a very deliberate way. An entreaty is when you're pleading for something. A prayer is when you're simply asking. Petitions are when you're making a formal request. Thanksgiving is when you just begin to thank the Lord. And He said, on behalf of all men, for kings, that would be our president. Doesn't matter what you believe about our president. He is still our president. And all who are in authority. Now that would hold for Robert, Eleanor, and myself, as well as those that are in authority in your life, so that we may lead lives that are tranquil, peaceful. So right now I want you to think of someone that God wants you to pray for. And we're just going to spend just a brief time of praying for them. Somebody, take your liberty. Let the Holy Ghost speak to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we believe your word. We believe when you give us a scripture, that we need to respond to that scripture. Therefore, tonight, you've given us this scripture. So you're asking for prayer from us. You're asking us to lift up someone to you in prayer. I'm going to pray, but I want you to join in with your prayer. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for President Barack Obama. I pray that you give him wisdom in the rocky years that are ahead and the serious things coming upon our nation. Lord, I pray for wisdom for him that will cause him to make decisions that will turn our nation in the right direction. And Father, I pray for Robert and Eleanor and myself as we head up this Kingdom Alliance Network. Father, I pray for those that are in leadership in each one of the individuals' lives that you will bless them. Bless the husbands in this room. Bless the spouses, the mothers. Bless them, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
The Spirit of the Lord says, I'm gathering my people into a broad place. And in that place, you'll see every tongue, tribe, and nation. And there shall be a shout, says the Spirit of God, that will break forth from heaven. And the shout will break forth from my people. Even allow the shout to arise in you, says the Spirit of God, for you are my own and I'm gathering you together. And I am breathing my breath upon you, for there's a fire within you. The fire will purge and burn within you and bring a purifying. But the Spirit of God says the fire will bring a strength beyond anything that you know. You will be a people who are called to be a people of love. You will be a people of tender kindness, of mercy. But a roar from the fire will begin to burn on the inside of you. And it'll sound like a shout rising up into the heavens. For the Spirit of the Lord says, I'm gathering all my people together. There will be no respecter of persons. There will be no comparing one another to each other, for I am your holy God. And a shout comes from heaven from me, and I'm calling you up, my people. I'm calling you up to a broad and higher place. I'm calling you to a place of love and a place of power. The Spirit of God says, choose today. Choose today if you will allow the breath of the Spirit to burn within every tongue, tribe, and nation. For as it burned, yes, you shall see a light, and the light shall set you afire, and you shall go throughout the earth, says the Spirit of God, in the power of my might. My shout will cause all of the bondage to begin to fall away. Chains will fall off of you, off of your ankles and off of your arms. Chains will fall. I'm saying I am here to renew your minds. I am here to do the work within you that will be that purifying work, for I will have a people who have one shout, who have one purpose, who are one light, who speak one language, and who absolutely worship one living God. You are my people, says the Spirit of the Lord. Gather together, this is your time.
All right, what did you hear? Tell me what you heard. Chains fell off. What else? Cast off the grave clothes. Nations coming together as one voice. He will renew our minds. And we will go forth with tenderness, kindness, and love. Gather together. A shout is coming from heaven upon us, and I believe it's a response to that shout. A shout will rise up within us. There's a meeting, heaven and earth meeting together. Scriptures teaches about heaven and earth kissing one another. There's going to be an intimacy between heaven and earth. Yeah. No respecter of persons. Hallelujah. No comparing one with another. Praise God. God, those days are ending. Thank you, Lord. Bondages will be broken. Woo!
Don't command the rain to stop.
Don't try to mend grave clothes. Let them fall away. What was under the grave clothes? White robes. Hallelujah. A roar is coming. I hear that roar approaching. Woo! It is approaching. I hear it in the spirit. Whoa. There was a lady here this morning who heard the earthquake, heard an earthquake coming. She went running to the window. She thought it was an actual earthquake that had happened. It woke her up. But she heard it in the spirit, and it was roaring toward us. That's what I hear. Whoa. Someone else. What did it speak to you? Yes, Peggy. Yes, the fire will purify us. Hallelujah. Yep, burn up the chaff within us. Whoo. Now, could you hear the power of that word? It's important for you to discern the power of a word, not just the words itself, but the anointing on the word that's being delivered. Now, Judith is a seasoned prophet, but God wants all of us to step forth with boldness with the words God has given us, so it comes forth with power. Hallelujah. Glory.
Mary, is it appropriate to share that scripture? Okay. So, Hebrews 12, Lord, put this on my heart to share this appropriate time because we're receiving from the Lord, and this is encouraging us not to refuse the word of the Lord. So Hebrews 12, starts in verse 25, says, "Be careful that you do not refuse to listen to the one who is speaking. For the people of Israel did not escape when they refused to listen to Moses, the earthly messenger. We will certainly not escape if we reject the one who speaks to us from heaven." When God spoke from the Mount of Sinai, His voice shook the earth, but now he makes another promise. "Once again, I will shake not only the earth, but the heavens also." This means that all of creation will be shaken and removed, so that only unshakable things will remain, since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable. Let us be thankful and please God by worshiping him with holy fear and awe. For our God is a devouring fire. The word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let it rain in this place, Father.
Praise you, Father God. We worship you, Lord God. We are not done worshiping you tonight. We are not done worshiping tonight. We need a breakthrough still. Come on, people. We're in this together. The praise team cannot carry every single one of us. We need a breakthrough tonight in the spirit. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Father God. The prophetic words have come from Teresa and Judith. Oh, God, there is a roar that's going to come forth, Lord. There is a shout that's going to come forth. Because, God, you are not dead, but you are surely alive. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, oh, God, for freedom. Freedom. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You guys do whatever you got to do. We're going to have a breakthrough again tonight. Amen. We're not here for church service. This is different. I want you guys just to get up, dance, do whatever you got to do. Rock and roll, shout, dance, hop, skit. Do whatever you got to do. We're going to dance to God's Not Dead by the Newsboys. And we're going to let out a roar. The prophetic words came out and confirmed everything. We didn't talk. The Holy Ghost is orchestrating tonight by His Spirit. Thank you, Lord. And we cut off. Yeah, we cut that off right now in Jesus' name. We have had awesome services. We've had awesome. When there's an encounter, we can't keep it in. When there's an encounter, a true encounter with the Lord, it's not about show. It's not about sitting pretty. It's not about containing. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I really want to thank the leaders of this church, of this house. For years we've been crying out to God. Lord, we want a place we can worship. I know we may not worship like everybody else. I know we might not be in tune and in step. I know we might look different. We might sound different. But I gotta go howl somewhere. I gotta go make my sound somewhere where I can let my hair hang down. Because I've been sitting pretty for too long. Because when I first got saved, I was worse than this, worster than this. I was worster. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I want to thank Pastors Josh and Joni. Joni, would you please stand up? They have made room for our gifts, for us to meet here with no expectations, all that, you know. Didn't have an upfront payment fee or anything, and we want to honor them. Thank you. There wasn't a bunch of requirements or do's and don'ts. But, you know, we give to Abbott Loop Church our tithes from what we get here. That's just FYI. And I want to thank the elders of this house. You see many elders here. When I see them come in, I want them to sit up front. They have labored for many, many years, way before us. And you heard Mary talk about the Holy Ghost moving in the 60s and 70s. And some of us were just born in the 60s. And we didn't know about that. But we're a product of their prayer. We're a product of them pressing into the things of the Lord. So we want to honor our elders tonight. Amen. We have some ladies here who are in their 80s. Please stand up. Ladies in their 80s. Spitmi Alvina, 70s. 70s and 80s. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to thank my husband, Robert, and Mary for partnering with me and taking a chance on me. I was the wild card. I jokes. Thank you, Lord. I really, I could feel the strength of the unity here. During this weekend, I could feel the strength of the unity. Not just hungry hearts. You don't just have hungry hearts. Because hungry hearts just sit there and say, feed me, water me. Huh? your soldiers. I can feel us. I can feel the ranks coming together. I can feel the ranks coming together. Huh? Let him put the harness on you. I can feel him. Not the harness to sit down and be quiet and do nothing. It's the harness of the Lord to cause us to come into rank and in cadence together and to move together as an army for that shout. Amen. These ladies, they didn't know what I was ministering on tonight. I didn't tell them, we don't talk only by the Holy Ghost. That vision was powerful, Teresa. Thank you for sharing. Thank you, Judith, so much for being such an obedient servant of the Lord, for your years of faithfulness. Thank you so much. So this past week, you heard Mary tell you that we went to Starting the Year Off Right, which is with Chuck Pearson in Texas. And so, thank God I didn't go just to another conference again. Like I told you guys last time, I don't like just going to conferences just to go and say, feed me. I'm going there saying, God, I gotta have you. I gotta have you. If you're in the feed me stage, well, anyway. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're all hungry and thirsty. It's time to step it up. Amen. So when we were there, the second day, Chuck Pearce, most of you all know Chuck Pearce. He's a prophet to the nations and serves as an apostolic leader in his church. So he calls Apostle Jay Swallowup, who is a Cheyenne leader in his late 80s, who's been just a faithful warrior to the First Nations people in the lower 48. He calls him up to say prayer in his native tongue. And there was such an anointing on it. The first day Chuck called me up to say prayer, and I didn't even realize he was calling me up. I just kind of went up and rambled off something, and I sat back down. And it went, you know. But when he called Jay up, that anointing, that heavy anointing was on Jay. He looks frail, very, very frail. But when he got up, that anointing is so thick. So when you see elders, don't think that they don't have it. Just because they might not be able to jump around. Good to see you, William. I thought about you this morning. I saw you here, honest to God, as my witness. So don't discount their age, even if they may not, they have something. They have that thick anointing in them that's been growing over the years, that's been maturing. So God calls up, Chuck calls up Apostle Jay. They wheel him up. And he starts praying in his native tongue. And then Chuck began to call different ones up to go and release a sound. And I felt this thing stirring up in me, but I didn't move. See, I'm still learning to step out too. I still have issues that I'm still working through. Because Chuck has given us the freedom to step up and out. But I still struggle with that. So I had this sound in me, Jose. And I went off to the side. But I didn't step into it. And so when the session was done, of course, I went to go sit down and this volcano started going. Have you ever experienced that? This thing, the roar is in there. The volcano is in there. You know, in the prophetic, I've learned to train myself to go, okay, now is not the time to release it. Now is not, you know, okay, release it now. And half the time I get it right, half the time I'm off timing. But I wasn't used to this thing. Privately only, in my house, behind closed doors. So this thing started. And I was like, oh man, I can't. So the session's over. Chuck is saying, okay, the session's over. Y'all can, we'll meet back here at such and such a time. And then here's me and Judith and Mary and Robert and Jose was somewhere up on the worship team. And then it starts. I can't replicate it. You wouldn't want me to. I can't make it by the flesh. By the Spirit, if it comes, yes. But it starts, and it starts, and it starts, Deb. And even if I, in here I was saying, stop. But here was like, go. And if it was the prophetic, I could train myself to say, okay, this is not the time, Eleanor. But this was intercession. That was like a volcano. And then it starts going and going and going and going. And you know, they were surrounding me and I was feeling like an idiot. I really was. You know, because I mean... Really, you know, I don't mind when it's God because I most of the time I don't mind looking like a fool for God. But some of the time I do mind. You know? I mean, I'm just being real. And so, you know, I'm thinking, oh God, what's my team gonna think, you know? Man, I must be embarrassing them. You know, but it just kept going and going. And Judith was making it worse because she's saying, yeah, yeah, it's on me too. I'm like, yeah, 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 I know. I'm like, stay away. But this, you know, so I missed it. I didn't step out when I was supposed to. And, you know, and I've repented for that. You know, gee, this whole conference been about repenting. So I repented for that. And I'm like, God, help me to be in your step and in your cadence. And so I didn't step forward. And then I begin to ponder on it the rest of the conference. God, do I need deliverance? God, what's going on? You know, what are you saying? I really want to know what you're really saying in this. And we briefly discussed it. I briefly discussed it with Linda Heidler. Briefly discussed it with the team. And then when I came back home, took a nice hot maqué, and I said to Robert, okay, tell me, what did you really think? And, you know, and he said, you know, it was a deliverance, but it wasn't just for you and about you. And I knew that because it felt bigger than me. And so, you know, so we go off to Mexico. We come back to go back to Texas, and I'm still pondering it. And I'm like, God, I want answers. I want to know what you have to say. And I have to know from you. And so as I was pondering on it and asking God, you know, we serve a God that talks back. We serve a God that, I mean, you know what I mean. He don't talk back. He talks to us. Forgive me for my bad English. Thank you for coming, Bonnie. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you that you do talk to us and you do give us answers. So as we were praying after the conference, the Lord showed me. He began to talk to me about that it was like a deliverance and it was like a mourning over the land. I saw myself just laid barren over the land, and it was dark brown. It was dark brown. I was laying over the surface of the land, and I was just like one with the land. My Yupik name is Nunapik. It means the real land. And I used to think, who names their kid land? You know? So about, I forget when it was, 2007, you know, when God gave me the word about Alaska coming into her time of renaissance, that word, at the end of that word, he said, and I will begin to give you revelation of what your name Nunapik means in relation to my kingdom. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I like that. So he began to, I saw myself mourning over the land, and the land was crying out for deliverance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And as we were praying after the conference, the Lord gave me a vision. And I told Mary some about it, but not the fullness of it. I saw a shroud, a dark brown cloth. The enemy had put over Mary and over the land of Alaska. And when I was wailing, when I was doing that thing at the conference, Judith, he showed me why I was doing that. I was wailing. And as I was wailing and wailing and wailing and wailing and ho, 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 right into, it was going down, down, down. Thank you, Lord. There's people that, you know, when they intercede like into the heavens. For me, I used to think, man, I'm not telling nobody because they're going to think I'm really strange. But for me, I've always resonated with the land. And when we go back home, my sister Dahlia here, when we go back home, I love laying on the land, and it speaks to me. And creation speaks to me from Creator. Don't get scared. I'm not doing land worship. Thank you, Lord. So I saw this dark brown shroud, a dark cloth the enemy had put over Mary and over the land of Alaska. And as I was wailing, it began lifting off. And then I saw the hand of the Lord come from the heavens. And then it reached down and then it pulled it off. And then he just threw it. And then it went into the abyss. And then he pulled out another cloth. What color was it? Then he pulled out of the heavens. He just went like this. He pulled out of the heavens a white cloth. And then I saw it go on Mary. And then I saw it come on the land. And it was flowy. And then he began to breathe. And they came alive. I saw Mary come alive. I saw the land come alive. I saw the heartbeat of the land come alive. And then the Lord began to speak to me about different types of death that we have all been going through in Alaska. Turn with me to John 11:43. Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." So the Lord began to speak to me about the different types of deaths. And he said that many have been going through either physical or spiritual deaths. And something has died on the inside. Many hopes, many dreams, many visions, even gifts, and even their faith has waned to a little tiny smoldering. So it wasn't completely dead, but something our spirit man just laid down and just wanted to die. And he began to show me the three generations up here. We've been talking about threes during this conference also. He began to show me the three generations that is connected to the spirit of death on the land. He showed me the spirit of religion that wants to kill the spirit of God in us and in the church. It doesn't like freedom. Can't stand it when people dance and yell and shout in church, because we're supposed to be quiet and be reverent and be still. I grew up in a Russian Orthodox church. You couldn't move for hours, Hada. If you moved your head, you would get... That's why I cannot stand being still in church. But I know how to be still. I know how to keep my mouth quiet when it's necessary. I'm talking about when the Spirit of God wants us to, when the Spirit of God wants to move. And that's why I'm so grateful for these meetings. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to this house. There is a blessing. There is a blessing coming to this house. There is such a blessing. You know, many of our native people, I'll just say it right now, have said, "Where can we go and be free to be us? Where can we go and worship and bring our drum and bring our flute and bring our dance?" I am so grateful to Josh and Joni. Thank you, Lord. So there's been a lot of death going on. Dreams, visions, hope, disappointments, disillusionment. But God is saying, "Come forth. This is our hour to come forth." In the generations, in the generational curses he showed me, was the spirit of religion, the spirit of shamanism / witchcraft, and also the spirit of lawlessness. Each of us have our generation where It's familiar. You pick your category. Doesn't mean that we don't, you know, we're only in one, like my generation, the middle-aged generation. The Lord showed me that a lot of our middle-aged generation have fighting a lot of witchcraft, a lot of shamanism, manipulating, trying to make things happen. And the older generation, he showed me, was religion. Being territorial. Mine. This is how we do it. My generation, witchcraft, manipulating, trying to make things happen. From the soulish realm. And a lot of the younger generation, lawlessness. No rules apply to me. I am free to do whatever I want, whenever I want. I'll choose and pick church like a vending machine. Anyway, the Lord showed me that spirit of death is attached to it. Those generational curses. But God. But God. But God. He is coming. He is here. And the other type of death that has been plaguing is the church. Esther was a type and a shadow of the church. There was a death threat to Esther. There was a death threat to her, whether or not she was going to fulfill her purpose in God. Not just for herself, but for her generation and for a nation. So there's been like a death threat to the church. Are we going to fulfill our destiny and our calling? Are we going to step back and be compliant? I mean, I know there's rules. I'm not trying to be rebellious here. Although Linda Davis gave me that word. Gee. I hope this comes across right. Are you understanding? I'm not advocating rebellion. But I really believe that there is a choice. That word came out tonight. Are we going to choose life or death? It's a choice individually. It's a choice in our homes. It's a choice in our marriages. It's a choice in our churches. It's a choice in our government. We all have choices. Are we going to choose life or are we going to choose death? And a lot of times when the fire gets on, when the fire gets turned up, that's when we're really going to know. If we're going to be, I can't think of that word yet. No. You know, like complacent or not. Are we gonna halt between two opinions? That too, but there's a shaking going on in our church. So the death threat came to Esther. But what she carried in her was an anointing for deliverance to save a nation. And she had to come to the place of saying, if I perish, I perish. My own life doesn't matter that much to me anymore. I want God more than my life. I want to see the deliverance of a nation more than my own reputation. I want to see and know God more than how I sound or what I look like. I want God more. If I perish, I perish. So she stepped on through, and the deliverance of the nation came. I believe our churches are in that valley right now of decision. Do we want religion to be social programs, or do we want the life-giving spirit? And I'm not just saying prophetic is the only gift, because it's not. God is going to teach those that are willing to learn to flow in all the gifts. By his wisdom, by his spirit. Because not one of us has it all. So God is linking us up. He's showing us how to flow. We didn't all three know how to flow. And we're still practicing. Jose, we're still practicing. Huh? Yeah. This morning was absolutely wonderful because we were practicing how to flow in our gifts. And the fivefold this morning, yes, it was. Wasn't that freeing? That was so valuing. God is teaching us when we just say yes. We don't have all the answers. Most of the time we don't have the answer. And when we think we should know, we don't know. And it's okay not to know. But we know who does. And there is a wisdom in the multitude of counselors. I just feel so blessed. I feel so fortunate. So all gifts can flow. How he chooses. And then the third thing that I saw, where the spirit of death was activating, was over the land of Alaska and its people. I saw many in the valley of decision. And when we talk about being in the valley of decision, it's not just about, am I going to get saved or not? It's not just about being in the valley of decision for salvation. Many are in the valley looking for a place where they fit. Because sometimes we outgrow a place. Mary was talking about that snail in Texas, how God was showing her that word she gave to Linda Davis. It doesn't, you know, it can mean different things for different people. Many are wandering, looking for a place where they fit. And I'm not just talking about, you know, jumping here and jumping there and jumping everywhere. But there are people in the valley right now looking for a place. You're looking for a place. And God is going to take you there in this season. You're going to know. You're going to know. You here in here are mature people. In Joel 1, let's go there. In Joel 1, you know, when I saw myself mourning over the land, the vision that Linda Heidler had came to mind. Many years ago, I don't know when that was, Mary, that Linda Heidler had that dream or that vision about Eskimo women wailing in the 70s, I believe, or 97, 96. In 1996, Linda Heidler, a Texas woman, had a vision about wailing Eskimo women on the North Coast. They were wailing. I'm not talking about wailing. They were wailing. Not wailing. They were wailing. They were wailing in the spirit. They were wailing in the spirit. They were lined up across the North Coast. It's the beginning of that. It's going to happen. That's going to be our protection against Russia. And this morning, Dorothy Bukoliak gave a word about, this is Alaska's time right now. I mean, who's all heard that word? Yeah, like over and over again, right? That there's favor upon our land. And that, and how God is going to heal the people and the land from our trauma. There are stories about our people that that's why when you see our people get saved and free, let them wail. Let them wail. That's their real deliverance. Counseling is good, but it's going to go only so far, believe me. Psychiatry is good, but it's going to go so far, believe me. Deliverance and healing is good, but it's going to go so far, and I've had all the above lots of times. But when I can wail in the spirit. When he does it, it's not something you can produce or make happen. That will be in the flesh. Wail away. Not sail away. Ooh. There's gonna be some wailing. Wail away. Thank you, Jesus. Joel 1. Hallelujah. Verse 6. For a nation has come up against my land. For a nation has come up against Alaska. For a nation has come up against Anchorage. For a nation has come up against Gamble. For a nation has come up against Wasilla. For a nation has come up against New Stuyahok. For a nation has come up against Kodiak. For a nation has come up against my land, strong and without number. His teeth are the teeth of a lion. He has the fangs of a fierce lion. Then it goes on. In verse 10, the field is wasted. The land mourns. For the grain is ruined, the new wine is dried up, the oils fail. Verse 13, gird yourselves and lament, you priests. Wail, you ministers before the altar. Then he begins to say, consecrate a fast. Then Joel goes on and he prophesies and he tells of what is going on. And then in the bottom of verse 16, Joel 2. Verse 2, verse 1 is really good too. I mean, we could go on and on, but I won't belabor this. He says, let the bridegroom come out of his chamber. Let the bride from her dressing room. Remember the vision I had? God reached into the heavens and he put a mantle over Mary and over the land. He put a white flowy garment. The bridegroom is coming out of his chamber and he's beginning to clothe us and garment us afresh and anew. Because we can't go in to the battle with our old garments. Don't sew up those old graveyard clothes. Don't lament over that. Because God is garmenting us afresh and anew. Amen. And when you're going through that deep, dark night of the soul, when you're in your cave, your voice is quiet. It dies down. Your vision dies down. Everything dies down. Who has been going through that in this past season? To where everything in you is dialed way down low. And it reminds me of that Japanese woman trying to climb up on the boat. Oh, my goodness. Help! My body heavy. Help! Oh, my goodness. Everything inside dies down until... Everybody say, until. Something way down deep on the inside begins to rise up. And that roar begins to come. That roar, William. That roar. That roar. And the enemy's roar will be silenced. When that deep, it comes from deep down. When I begin to wail over the chairs, it was from deep, and it's not even done yet. I didn't finish it yet, Judith. You didn't either. It'll come. It's gonna come. When that roar comes, it's gonna come collectively. It'll come with one or two lions. Because we are of the tribe of the Lion of Judah. Amen. You have a voice. God has anointed Alaska for this time and this season. And we have a roar. Amen. We have a sound. Our sound is different than Oklahoma or Texas or Louisiana or Alabama, because they might say roar different. Or Africa or Australia. Somebody from outside can't tell me how to roar. Say, you'll do it like this. I'll tell you how and when, and I'll put you in order, and then you can do it. Excuse me. God has given us our own sound. And we'll do it together. And we can roar with them. But they don't give us the sound. We have our own sound. Amen. Right, Judith? Yes. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Joel 2 and 16. The Lord also will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens alone? No. The heavens and earth will shake. Didn't we hear that tonight? Did Brother Jose read that scripture tonight? But the Lord will be a shelter for his people and the strength of the children of Israel. The Lord also will roar from Zion. The Lord also will roar from Zion. So he's going to roar from Zion. And we are his people, so he's going to roar through us. Amen? Amen. So the Lord has put a roar within us, and we are not done yet. Thank you, Lord. And it needs to be released. And I want that released even tonight. Amen. For the Lord would say unto you, Alaska, that I am truly removing the shroud and the stench of death off the people and off the land. And I am mantling you afresh and anew again. I'm breathing my fresh ruach breath upon you. And out of this breath will come forth the roar out of Zion. For I say to you that the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent must take it by force. And I'm coming upon you afresh and anew with a fresh breath from heaven that will begin to stir you up in a new way. I will waken your ear morning by morning, and I will give you the pen of a ready writer, and I will cause the sound of the Lord even to wake you up, even before your alarm clock, says the Lord, for I'm going to begin to awaken my people afresh and anew, and you will come forth like gold, even as gold that is tried by fire and silver that has been tried by fire. For I say to you that you have been in a furnace of affliction, and now I say you will come forth like gold, and you will truly take hold of my kingdom, and you will will begin to march shoulder to shoulder in cadence and in timing and in step with the Lord and with one another. For I say I'm removing the spirits that have overtaken and traumatized you in this last season, and I'm truly healing your mind, and I'm truly taking away the double-mindedness off from you, and I'm giving you one mind, I'm giving you one heart, I'm giving you one spirit, says the Lord, for you to walk in a holy cadence and a holy step with me and with one another. For now I say you will look at one another, eyeball to eyeball. You will begin to look at one another, and even your very breath will begin to give one another strength. And you will want to lift up your brothers and your sisters even over yourselves. And you will begin to be like that Esther who had come before the king and had waited even for the king's scepter to be extended to her. And I say that the king's scepter has been extended to you. And I say that you will not go in alone, but you will go in together, arm in arm, shoulder to shoulder, in rank and in file. Hallelujah. For you are my holy church. You are my army. For I have formed you in the fire. And now you are truly coming up higher in me. For did I not say that you must come up higher to apprehend that which I have apprehended you for? And now you will no longer feel comfortable in the place where you're at until I shift you into your new place, says the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. I just want to give him a praise. Let's stand up and give him a praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We want to praise you, Lord God. We want to worship you, Lord God. We want to end this time with a shout unto the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We look to you, oh God. We look to you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you, Lord God. We look to you, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for removing the death clothes off from us, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, oh God. We are moving in together as one, with one shout, with one heart, with one mind, into the upper room where they were gathered together as one. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.